Welcome, everyone, to the Angel News Network Divine Discussions. Happy New Year, everyone. And tonight we're going to be continuing something that we started at the end of last year, which were some higher realm tools coming in from higher realms. Tonight we're going to be connecting with the Council of Archangelic Realms in combination with the Galactic Federation. And they'll explain how that's happening and why that's happening. I'm sure I don't need to speak for them. So we are planning on now meeting on a bi-monthly basis. So we'll be meeting again in 2 weeks, and that will be Archangel Michael via Transchannel Jeff Asano in Los Angeles. So if we want to resume on a weekly basis, then you can just let us know that that's what we want to do. It's available to us if you want to do it. So people can just speak up as to what they want, and we will respond accordingly. So, pardon? Does the music bother you?
No, it does? Yes, too loud.
Okay. All righty. Okay, so I'm just going to go into trance and lead us first to a little meditation sort of for us to get centered and then go into trance. Welcome to Divine Discussions. Why don't we just get centered with our feet planted firmly on the planet, uncross your legs, support the back of your back wherever you're seated, and let us take a deep breath in through our nose and drop the jaw and let this head out with the sound of awe. Breathing in through the nose, hold it, drop the jaw, awe. Letting go of the emotions and the thoughts and the physicality that brought you here at this time. Breathing in through the nose and drop the jaw. Allow your energy to go deeper into the core of the earth, to connect with the electromagnetic energy of the earth, which is very powerful at this particular time in this early January. As many of you know, from the 1st to the 16th, there's been one of the most unprecedented, powerful energies coming into humanity from the Earth, above and below, to assist us within our evolutionary ascension process. Some of you are feeling emotional and physical symptoms as a result of this, and it is time to be kind and gentle with yourself through this process. Stay hydrated, you may eat meat, as many live foods as you can, and to rest as often as you can to allow these energies to assimilate. I'm sure the frequencies that we're connecting with tonight will explain in further detail what's happening and why. So I will immediately now go into trance. Greetings, beloved humans, being human. We come to you through a cosmic dispensation, we, the Council of Archangelic Realms, the Archangelics who have been loving and supporting your planet even before you arrived here. You know us through such names as Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, and many sub-angelic realms within our realm. We combine our energies with the Galactic Federation, who wishes to share with you at this time the importance of the planetary configuration that is happening at this very moment. The planets closest to your planet, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Neptune, are as close within your night sky as they have ever been, dear one. This is a wand, a W-A-N-G, a wand of energy assisting you within your ascension process at this time. This cosmic configuration is in combination with the energies that you have received, the unprecedented energies that you have received through January 1st to the 16th. Many of you have been experiencing emotional and mental and physical integrations of these energies. What is actually happening, dear ones, is a reconfiguration of your DNA from the dense carbon configuration into a lighter light body configuration, a crystalline configuration, if you will, which is facilitating your evolutionary ascension process of returning to light. You began from light and love, you will return to it. The aspects of love in combination with light will be dealt with some of the tools we will be reviewing tonight. We ask you to prepare any questions that you have for clarification or integrations of this information. We will review certain timelines that happened in your past which are affecting your present, particularly your 2012. We will be reviewing some certain oaths, personal and collective oaths, and if you so choose, you will come together and read those together, if it resonates to do so, which will allow a further and deeper integration of the above and below energies that are coming in at this time. You have all chosen to be here to experience being human at this particular time, having experienced it sometimes hundreds, sometimes of thousands of times before. But now you are reconfiguring, reconnecting a permanent connection from the higher realms, which made all your past golden ages, be they Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, Greek, Aztec, Mayan, and many others, who lost their connection to us and thus the demise of their civilizations. But each one of those civilizations was a stepping stone, if you will, to where you are now. What is being assured and necessary at this time is a permanent connection to realms who have supported and loved you since the beginning of your existence. You cannot and will not do this alone. You have never been alone in the past, and you are not alone now. So many of you are in the process of becoming multidimensional to experience the 3D, the 4D, the astral, and the 5D simultaneously in order to assimilate and integrate the energies necessary for the reconfiguration of your mental, emotional, and physical beingness through the ascension process. There are many twists and turns within this for you individually, since each one of you are unique. There's no one path for each of you, but you have been receiving for quite some time during this incarnational cycle many of the tools and teachings and messages that you need to perfect, if you so choose, your ascension process. So we ask you what you choose, and we ask you if you're ready to receive full rightly what is being presented to you. The time of seeking this wisdom, the time of seeking this information, with, if you will, is over. The time of assimilating it and knowing that it exists within you is at hand, if this makes sense. So we will begin reviewing together in the combination of the masculine and the feminine energies to the left and right of the channel that we're coming through at this time, certain aspects of teachings to support you. Let us begin.
I'd just like to state that your introduction was fascinating, really, and you were referring to the planetary configurations, and we're talking about the reconfiguring of our DNA, and
And they're all part and parcel of the same thing. They're all part and parcel of the macro-micro relationship of all that there is. We do not wish to overload you with the cosmic science of all of this at this time, but begin giving you a foundation for receiving more of this information later.
Okay, I just wanted to make, you also made the point that we were reconfiguring a permanent connection to the higher realms. Will all of that get expanded on by are now going through the beautiful blogs? Are these a transition of explanation that leads from your introduction?
Partially. And some of them even expand beyond it and get into other topics that lead you to this end.
Okay,
but, dear ones, wherever you need clarification in order for further integration, ask.
Okay, this first blog, Relationship of Death and Weak Consciousness, we're going to stop several times because this is a kind of a long blog. So
you can even stop, dear ones, at specific sentences, if you will, because as will be explained to you within this particular tool, death is the last and final hurdle of being human.
And if anybody just wants to ask the questions we're going through, please feel free to pop in and ask, okay? Okay, the first one is Bountiful Blog number 31. These are excerpts from Manpower, God Power that Philip put together only within the last couple of years. And the Bountiful Blog is the whole section of the book, and this is Bountiful Blogs number 31, The Relationship of Death and Weak Consciousness. This is a long paragraph, so I'll stop in the middle of it, and you can make any comments you'd like. We humans are beginning to understand the relationship between our imbalances, unhealed ego defenses, negative thoughts and emotions, and our physical deaths. This manpower within ourselves actually results in our disintegration, which is another name for death. We are in the process of learning to love self and others and have this reflect out in all aspects of our life in order to reclaim our immortal state of being. In effect, mankind is learning to live its life by the eternal law of love.
What this is teaching you, dear ones, is exactly what self is. Self, yourself, myself, self, is a reflection of all that there is. And you've all heard many, many times in your teaching from the archangelic realms the importance of the relationship with self. The only relationship you're having is the one with self, and you have been giving a bountiful array of tools to assist you in healing the relationship with self as a result of the incarnational experiences that you have had in being human. You have developed certain wounds as a result of that process, which you chose to learn this way, and have developed ego defenses around those wounds to survive the wound, in effect.
We are beginning to fully understand the God power and essence of this thing called love. And when we learn how to fully integrate this love law into civilization and ourselves, we can and will be released from the cosmic wheel of birth and rebirth. The need for repeated earth lives will no longer be necessary, and the imbalances and problems we experience now will disappear. We simply will no longer need to learn the way we have in the past, often through what is not. Rather than lack and limitation, duality, separation, and confrontation, in their place will come joy and abundance and ever-expanding perfection, which forever manifests within love. Then our most powerful enemy, other than our old selves, death will simply vanish into the new world.
You lost the ability to be immortal through the disconnection of the realms that we reside within, which is your destiny to be permanently connected within. As a result of the abuses of powers that were given to you within the disconnection to the higher realms, you began experiencing what you call death again. As a result of this, you have been experiencing and choosing to learn through duality, separation, confrontation, what is through what is not. As many of you know, your cells and your physicality are actually programmed to live for eternity. It is the emotions and the thoughts that the emotions create and the imbalances of energies within the physical body, which actually creates physical death. Exactly how this is configured and how to rebalance it is available to you at this time to the archangelic realm of Gabriel, the channel that we're coming through, and the divine soul sitting to the right of this channel have brought these wisdoms out into the world many, many times, and so have many others. If it resonates for you to begin to master how these energies within the body are blocked through the emotions and your thoughts, how they get trapped, where they get trapped, and how to release them, all of this wisdom, all of this permanent healing information is available to you. As many of you know, what is missing in most of your healing modalities at this time is the wisdom and understanding of how energy configures balances and imbalances within your physical bodies as a result of your emotions and the thoughts that those emotions create.
I'd just like to point out, if you go to philipeltoncollins.com, you can see the energetic exercises under the events section. There are PDFs with that information. Continuing on with paragraph two, unless anyone has questions, anyone?
Are there any questions or clarifications about what is being said at this time, dear one?
Anyone online? Okay.
Let us take a moment and take a deep breath, dear ones, and integrate what has come forward. For some of you, this material is written. It's available to you. But just allow the energetic integration of what has been given to you at this particular time. This particular tool is the foundation for all the others. Breath. Let us continue.
Continuing on. When our human wounds, defenses, and discord dissolve, not by so-called death, but by constantly raising our consciousness by the activity of the I Am Presence, your connection to Source, its power will be released into the outer world service through the individual first and foremost by complete life self-mastery. This consciousness embracing the I Am aspects is being called We Consciousness. And the relationship between consciousness and the I Am energies is vital in order for humanity to move into its final golden age. Through We Consciousness, every human being can release the limitless power of the mighty I Am presence within each of us. And each of us has an equal, God-given supply that can be embodied to build communities of equality, harmony, and balance worldwide.
So you have spent millennia within what we would call me consciousness as a learning tool of what is through what is not. You have individuated and separated from the we to fully experience the me. And the transformation of the me to the we has actually taken place fully on this planet during this incarnational cycle, irregardless of how things appear in your outside world. The chaos and the upheaval that you experience in your current events are the transformation of the me to the we, which is inevitable. Why is it inevitable? It is inevitable because the planet will ascend into a body of light with or without humanity. But it is your divine destiny to come along. So we ask you what you choose. Those of you who choose it with your freedom, choice, and free will make that transmutation from carbon existence to light existence. So we'll be predicated by the planet herself becoming, in effect, a star, a sun, as you would call it. Are there any questions about this?
I have a question concerning the morphing into light. Many of us are experiencing physical symptoms, and for me particularly it's dizziness, and I'm wondering if you might be able to expand on why that's occurring and what we might be able to do to help alleviate that or make it easier for us.
What you would call dizziness, or often vertigo, has to do with making the transition into multidimensionality. The dizziness, if you will, is experienced when you are shifting from one frequency to another, consciously or unconsciously. A way to alleviate it is to ground yourself into your base dimension, in this case 3D, and allow yourself to gradually experience the integration back into a higher dimension at another time, when your energy may be better able to assimilate the higher frequency. Another example that we might give is that those of you who are channels of higher frequencies, which is the destiny of all of you, or simply some of you being way shore, such as the channel we're coming through now, what has to take place within that process is that the individual has to meet his lower frequency with a higher frequency of the dimension. So there is a period of disorientation, there is a period of dizziness, there's a period of integration, and that's what you're experiencing. You're experiencing the gateway to your multidimensionality. Does that help you?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Anyone else have any questions? Omar has a question.
I would like to know why the channel that we are receiving this message through channels, and how does he channel, and since we're all channels, why can't we do the same thing that he's doing?
The channel has recently addressed this in an article that he recently wrote, but let us recapitulate the procedure, if you will. It first starts with choosing it. And that choice can actually be conscious or unconscious. In the case of the channel that we're coming through at this time, it was unconscious for a very long time. It took a severe knocking on the door, if you will, to wake this individual up, the choice of being chosen. So it is a balance of choosing and then being chosen by the frequency. It also has to do with the configuration of the soul plan of the individual, an amalgamation of the talents and gifts of that individual, and how they can bring this information forthrightly out into humanity. You will each find your own way of being this. The first thing is to see yourself good enough and worthy enough, and to know that this is the truth, that the belief becomes a knowledge. For the first thing that your wounded mental bodies will do when this process takes place, dear one, is to say that you're making it up, or that it's not true. This is a normal part of being human, and this is what we ask for you to do, if it so resonates. Write down what comes through to you. Record it or write it down, and later listen to it. Later read it. And you will come to realize that the wisdom and the information contained in what you have received is beyond the human mind. Here's the deal, dear one. The human ego has thought that the brain, that the human mind, was an originator of thought. Dear ones, your mental bodies are receivers. How you receive that information and what you do with it through a thought is up to you, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. The first thing to know and to trust and to surrender to that you are all divine beings. You are all, in effect, messengers. And dear divine soul, we would like to address you specifically at this time. Whether you are aware of it or not, you are already being a channel of wisdoms and messages as to how you dispense them. You are doing it through your own creative efforts, be they performance, be they puppetry, be they theater activities. You will all find your way to be these messengers. We urge you not to compare yourself to anyone else as to how this happens. To not see yourself good enough or worthy enough because it is not appearing as someone else. Dear one who has asked the question, we have read your poetry. We know where it comes from. It comes from your higher self connecting to the higher realm. Embrace this truth, dear one. You are already a divine
dear one. Yes. I have more questions. How does one know if a channel is pure, more pure or more clear than another?
You have an internal dialogue called your resonance and your discernment. Your resonance is connected to the truth within the DNA of your heart space. The discernment is located within the human mental body called discernment. Factor together how you feel about it and how you think about it and allow that to guide you. We urge all of you to always employ your internal gyro system, whether to go straight ahead or left or right, when accepting or not accepting what comes through. That will be an individual journey for each and every one of you. Does that help you?
Yes, I have one more question. And the nature of the work that I do, I come in contact with a lot of channels and a lot of channeled material. And I'm trying to reconcile how to discern and resonate with one channel or another when they challenge the validity of another channel.
Dear one, first of all, true fifth-dimensional wisdom will not channel or challenge or judge another. It's the first thing we wish to employ. Secondly, in order to employ your resonance and your discernment in a deeper way, we ask you to become more involved with the content of the information and make the decision yourself. Does that help you?
Right, so I just want to make sure that I understand. So a pure and clear channel who receives messages from the fifth dimension, the higher realms, the divine higher realms, would not challenge another channel. That's more of a 3D person's egoic system doing that. Is that correct?
What you're experiencing at that point is what we would call the filter of the channel.
I'm complete.
Okay, so I just want to stress that we all channel through writing or reading or music or art. All of us do. And if there are any questions online, please speak up. And if you are muted, just press *6 and that will unmute you and you can ask your question.
Let's all take a moment again to really integrate this concept of being a channel of higher realms, which is easier to accept for some and not so easy for others, depending upon your wounds and your senses, dear ones. But for the moment, employing the previous tool of the I Am Presence, which is your connection to weak consciousness, if it so resonates, I would like for each of you to repeat 3 times after we, of the Council of Archangelic Realms and the Galactic Federation, at this time, if it so resonates and it discerns for you, let us repeat together 3 times, I am a channel of higher realms.
I am a channel of higher realms.
Take a deep breath and assimilate this, dear ones. This is the truth. Anything else is a mistruth. Dear ones, you cannot be anything else but a channel of higher realms. For these realms are from which you came. You came for these realms and you chose to be human through an arduous process. And the channel that we're coming through is revealing, along with many others, how that began on this particular planet. Do not judge or shame or blame yourself for that process. It is simply an arduous process that you have chosen to finally make a permanent connection to we, joining our hands together, dear ones. It is the only way that you could actually achieve your divine destiny with the abuses of the power and the disconnects in the past. Dear ones, we wish you to know we have such a gratitude, we of the higher realms, for the choices you have made in being human. We know it has not been an easy journey. It is why we have surrounded ourselves, we and many other higher realms, to support you for millennia. We can't do it without you, and you can't do it without us. We are not separate from you, dear ones, because we are more evolved. Do you think less of a 2-year-old child or a 10-year-old child than a 25-year-old adult? You have been children of the light. You have been children of the higher realm, moving now forthrightly into your adulthood. We constantly surround you with our love and light from which you originated from, to support you within this arduous process. And what forever has been the purpose in all of this, other than what we have already explained? It is the truth that you will move into your master teachership. Your ascended masters, which we will discuss later if we have time to get to, or we will make the time at a future date, have shown you the pathway of moving into the higher realms. They have been human as you. They have walked the earth as you. The inner earth civilizations have done the same thing. All of the advanced civilizations of the past, which lost their disconnect to the higher frequencies, received dispensations to go into inner earth civilizations. In combination with the above and below energies of the higher realms, you have the support you need. It is simply allowing yourselves to receive it. So we ask you, are you ready to finally receive it? You have made it so complicated. It is actually simple. Just know that it is true. Surrender to the truth of it, dear ones. You are here, gathered at this time, electronically or indoor in person, because you know this is true. You no longer need validation or gratification to the fact that it is. I am a channel of higher realms. However you choose through your talents and gifts and your resonance and your discernment to be that, you are not less than anyone else. Creation is incomplete without each and every one of you, dear ones. When have you heard that? You have surely not heard it enough, or you would not be here. a deep breath, dear one. And receive your divinity. Receive the magnificence of who you are. You are learning, as many of you have been taught, to support the highest good of one another unconditionally in love, in spite of your wounds and your defenses, by knowing your truth, who you are, why you're here, by understanding your needs and setting your boundaries, so that the wounds and defenses of others do not prevent you from persevering. But it does allow you to see the higher realm, the higher self of the other, and to love that unconditionally. Let us continue.
We can use these terrific tools of We Consciousness and the I Am Presence, just like the all-powerful Ascended Master who once walked this earth and continue to support us now. This is the cosmic Christ within us all. Throughout the universe, We Consciousness is the only consciousness that can say, I am. And when we choose to say, I am, we are being and using the God power, you.
I am is the only consciousness, dear ones, that can say, I am. I am a channel of higher realms through the Christ consciousness. Let us say that together, dear ones. I am a channel of higher realms through the Christ consciousness. I am a channel of higher realms through the Christ consciousness. I am a channel of higher realms through the Christ consciousness. Hereby receive this truth and the healing within yourself, dear ones, of anything and everything and anyone or any mistruth that prevents this from taking place in your life at this time forevermore. Let us continue.
Bountiful Blog 32, University of Spirit. Saint Germain and other Ascended Masters conduct courses at the Royal Teton Retreat for those pursuing a path of soul mastery. At this University of the Spirit, U.S., souls are also tutored in divine illumination and the practical application of its ideals. This is one of the oldest learning centers on our planet. If you would like to be tutored at the soul level at this etheric retreat, you can ask the angels to escort you there in your light body while you sleep. Now the veil between your world and higher realms will be thinner than ever before. There will be much contact and teachings coming forth in this year of manifestation of We Consciousness.
All right, dear ones, we are going to go at this time to the University of Spirit Us. Take a deep breath. Allow your bodies, your light bodies, dear ones, to separate from your physical form. Take a deep breath. Allow yourselves to enter the University of Spirit via the Ascended Masterships, Saint Germain, Serapis Bay, are with you at this time. You will each go into a chamber, either emotional or mental or physical, to receive the specific healing that you need at this time. See yourselves surrounded by jade and green and gold crystals, dear ones. And whatever within your beingness that needs healing, allow yourself to go into a specific chamber of emotional, mental, or physical. Or you may choose to even go into all three simultaneously. Make a decision now, dear one, which chamber you will enter into. Emotional, mental or physical or a combination of all three. You see a green crystal chair in the middle of the room. Be seated, dear one. Surrounded around you, within this chamber of healing, this university of spirit, for all the lifetimes you've ever had, dear one, including the one you're presently having. You simultaneously experience in what you would call a split second the experiences of each one of those lifetimes. We ask you to forgive yourself for having chosen to learn that way. See yourself surrounded by the angels that have always been with you through each lifetime. There's a circle of them around you, dear. Allow each one of them to touch your emotional, mental, or physical beingness. Allow their divine energy to come into you, dear one. Hand over to them any wound, any defense that you have created as a result. Feel the clearing, cleansing. Feel the release. Fill your hearts with gratitude for this moment. And know, dear ones, you can return to this chamber or chambers anytime you need when you go to sleep at night. Feel your divinity. Feel your connection to all the higher realms in this universe, your spirit connecting with your eternal spirit that can never die. See in your higher self's eye your eternal being that has transcended physical death. Allow that eye to look down upon your physical self and to forgive the experience of repeated deaths to the incarnational cycles, knowing full well this is coming to an end. When that will take place, and that the body wants to know, strictly up to you. This lifetime, it can be the next. Allow the integration of this healing. Allow any necessary retracing of these healing energies to come to you at this time. Stand up from this chair, dear one. Allow the angels around you take your hand. And to embrace you. Send this healing energy, dear ones, from your left hand, from your heart, the divine soul to your left. Let it revolve around this circle, this wheel. Back to you, dear one. For you are all one. One oneness. One. This is what we consciousness feel. This truly are.
this experience of healing awake. And move into the higher realm. You'll always be the voice. You have to add. See yourself being led to the chamber door. Back into your physical body. Place your hands upon your heart and know that you are whole. Know that you are healed. Know that you are a divine messenger of our realm to come. To be the messenger that you are now. That we are eternally connected. Allow yourself to integrate this healing. Allow yourself to once and for all to embrace the truth of who you are and why you are here. You have burned away all the fear, doubt, and ignorance. The fear of the lack of love. The doubt that this is true. The ignorance that it isn't true because it is true. You are true. Let us continue.
I'd just like to invite everyone to join many of us as we hold hands during sleep and encircle the world with light. Now,
all that has been received here ratchets out planetarily, solar systically, and the five major planets that are configured in your sky at this time. Beyond this solar system, dear ones, into your galaxy, what you call your Milky Way, containing billions and trillions of solar systems and stars and moons, and beyond into the universe, and beyond into the multiverse, and beyond into
moving on to Bountiful Blogs number 34, This Year of We Consciousness. By star realms that seeded this planet, inner earth forces, archangelic energies, and the Intergalactic Federation, it has been foretold that this year will be the epoch where humanity moves into We Consciousness. We shall continue to receive teachings and tools to further heal the me and relationship with self in order to move into an oneness we of world service.
So the concept, dear ones, of this year is up to you. The concept of this year is up to you. You are in your final 2000 Earth year cycle of this particular planet returning to light. So it will all take place within that cycle, but it can take place in this incarnational cycle or the next one or the next one. It is up to you, dear ones, as to when this year will be. Are there any questions or clarifications needed about this truth? Exactly what this year means. What does it mean for you, dear one?
Omar has a question.
Yes, I do. I'd like to ask, what are ascended masters
were they human, and did they achieve this ascended master state through several incarnations?
There was within the text of the seven sacred flames, which this channel and many others have taught many, many times, you will receive a complete biography of each one of these individuals that are involved primarily within the ascension process. You can review each one of their incarnational cycles in being human, and the process, the initiatic process that they each went through in order to achieve their ascension at that particular incarnational cycle. If you look, those of you who are in the classroom, if you look upon the wall where the ascended masters are, seven or eight primary ones, you can learn about each one of them, exactly what contributions they made at what specific times in your Earth history, and you will see that they were formidable contributions. You will learn once they transcended from their incarnational human contributions, you will also learn in detail exactly what their responsibilities are within the higher realm. In effect, dear ones, to try to put this as simply as possible, what they have learned to be and do is to manipulate energy through consciousness in order to create what serves the good of all with no intention to harm. So they have learned, which is your destiny as well, how to manipulate energy through consciousness to manifest what is needed for the good of all. No intention of harm, no dense negative emotion or thought is allowed within the higher realm. That is what you're in the process of healing, and you have recently healed with the ceremony we just performed, in order to ratchet up your vibration to increase your consciousness to allow a positive manipulation of energy. The Ascension Chair Ceremony, such as your periodically involved way, is another gift to humanity. And we encourage you to come together whenever you resonate to do so. Does that help you, Jim?
Now, if I understand correctly, and we're aiming to end the karmic cycle, what will replace it? Is it resonant causation? Is that one of the alternatives or the place we're heading to?
Once you leave this frequency of 3D and have no need of physicality, of learning the way you are learning it, you will be connected to all of the realms of creation. All of the tools of creation, which the Ascended Masters, as we just spoke of, have mastered, you will master as well. You will do this in a formlessness reality. For dear ones, your true state of being is formlessness. You have chosen to take your formlessness through your consciousness and the use of energy into becoming human, to experience what you've experienced the way that you've experienced it. What's been missing within your history is when you were connected to the higher realms and exactly what took place within that, be it Lemurian, Atlantean, Egyptian, early Greek, early Aztec, early Mayan. And we use the word early since all of these civilizations became corrupted later and lost their disconnect. So you will move into an eternal state of formlessness through your soul plans. You will connect with certain purposes and responsibilities. They may maintain being planetary. they may expand out in being solar-cystic, and you may be involved in the civilizations that are involved on the other planets within your solar system, and there are many of those. You may move into galactic responsibilities, and these energies are with you at this time to the Galactic Federation, which works in concert with many of the worlds within this particular galaxy. Or, if you choose to evolve through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, you may move into universal responsibility.
The channel / filter has hinted a few times that he is going to leave this dimension. Is there any truth to that, and where would he go? And ought we to honor a channel or the channel as a guru of some type, the way we honor and revere Christ?
The answer is no, dear one. You are to honor no one but your divine self. Any channel who asks you to worship or follow the guru is leading you astray, dear one, and asking you to give your power, your self-empowerment away. All of the true teachings of the higher realms are factored within self-empowerment, since self is a reflection of all that there is. The channel that you're speaking of spends more and more time not within this frequency. There are certain tasks and responsibilities being asked of this particular channel and many others like this individual, including yourselves, in a process of taking place. No one of you is better than another. No one of you is better than another. You're at various stages and positions within your soul plans to embrace your divinity. Those who are fully conscious are aware of that, and they honor and accept the higher self of the other in spite of the wound or the defense to maintaining their truths, their needs, and their own boundaries. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. I'm very grateful for your answer.
And we are grateful for your questions, dear one.
Omar did ask about this channel leaving the third dimension. I don't remember hearing you respond to that. What was your answer to that?
Yes, dear one, we did respond, but we were happy to respond again. The channel is more and more not in within this frequency, which is the destiny of all of you, dear ones. You're all within the process becoming multidimensional. There's a dispensation taking place to eliminate your astral, your psychic 4D, where many of you have been trapped many lifetimes when you leave the 3D, which is a disembodied experience of your 3D, in order for you to vacillate more quickly, if you will, through the ascension process, which is taking place exponentially at this time, into the higher realms of 5D. That helps you do.
Okay, so you're saying he's not leaving 3D, he's simply experiencing multidimensionality of consciousness.
We would like to ask you this question, dear one. Why is this of interest to you?
Well, I didn't ask the question. It was Omar's question.
But we ask you to ask yourself the question, why is it of interest if any one individual, not just the divine soul of which we are speaking, whether they stay or leave is of concern or of interest in relationship with yourself, and we ask you to ponder that.
Well, that's really a wonderful question, because to the degree that we experience pain or resist the idea that someone leaves this the dementia, it just shows our limitations as to truly understanding who we are.
Yes, dear one, exactly. So we ask you, there's nothing wrong with asking the question. It could be asked out of curiosity, it could be asked out of love. But the most important aspects are the examination of the question, if you so choose, is how, what is the relationship of the question in relationship to the relationship with yourself, which you've just answered, dear. Shall we continue?
Yes. This next blog was obviously communicated on Christmas Day because it reads this way. The title is Bountiful Blog 35. It's entitled Portal Opening, and it says, today, December 25th, a five-pointed star portal has opened with the combined energies of Arcturus, Pleiades, Orion, Lemurian, and the Intergalactic Federation. These God powers will assist us in evolving into we consciousness now. This new portal opening is the grandest Christ consciousness gift we can receive today.
What's happening tonight, dear one? What's happening tonight? You have a five planetary configuration within your solar system. That is a wand, is a stick, the tape measure to your ascension. It is an energetic pathway by the configuration, the cosmic configuration that you're speaking of is within the past of your Earth time. No, dear ones, where we reside, there is no time. There is now. So that configuration has taken place. Those star realms, configurations now, in combination with your planetary configurations tonight. The reason for all this. They're just not dancing in the dark, dear one. It is the cosmos, it is creation itself saying to you, you matter. You matter more than matter. We need you. Go forward. What affects one affects all. What you're experiencing on this planetary Earth Gaia realm affects all the planets within your solar system and beyond, beyond your comprehension at this time. Does that help you, dear one?
Okay, we're moving on to the personal Bountiful Blog number 36, and what we'd like to do is I'm going to read each line, and then after I read it, we're going to repeat it together.
We'd like to add an introduction as well, dear one, if you would allow it. You've just received an extraordinary healing, dear one, and know that you have received it. For those through your resonance and discernment, which we have spoken much of tonight, as the masculine and the feminine energies, read these if it resonates. We will ask you to read it in unison. For those of you not presently in the physical classroom and who are electronically connected, you can pick this up in your electronic communications or simply follow along energetically. Continue doing it.
So to clarify, do you want us to read each line together just once?
Dear one, it was our understanding that you just stated you were going to read the entire oath once, and it will be your decision how you format.
And then we'll all repeat it once?
Read it in unison together, yes, dear one.
Yes.
So read it through first so everybody can hear it.
And then we'll all say yes.
And we would like to remind you, if your resonance, how you feel about it, dear ones, and your discernment, how you think about it, is not there, do not take this oath at this time. You will begin with a personal oath. Then, for those of you who resonate with that, we will move into a collective oath. It's only for those who resonate and discern at this time to take these oaths during this energetic, unprecedented energy that you're receiving at this time in combination with the planetary alignments. We all understand, dear one.
Yes.
Excellent. Shall we proceed?
Yes. I now take the oath of communion and we consciousness. I now take the oath of communion and we consciousness. I now release all that no longer serves the higher good, highest good, and the purity of we consciousness. I now release all that no longer serves the highest good and the purity of we consciousness. I now release all that no longer serves my brethren and me. I now release all that no longer serves my brethren and me. I now take the solemn oath to move into we consciousness with my brethren and with those who resonate and vibrate as I, and those who have a similar purpose and mission as I. I now take the solemn oath to move into we consciousness with my brethren and with those who resonate and vibrate as I, and those who have a similar purpose and mission as I. I now move in we consciousness in resonance, harmony, community, and equality with those who share my vision in world service. I now move in we consciousness in resonance, harmony, community, and equality with those who share my vision in world service.
Take a deep breath, dear ones, and allow this to integrate into your soul plan. You have taken this oath. It is eternal. It is now a divine aspect of each and every one of you. To allow the vibration, the frequency, the consciousness, the energy of this oath to fill you, body and soul. Breath. We will take a moment and allow this to integrate further. We are sensing it is still an integration process for some of you. And then we will take a collective oath, which will allow this energy within yourself to ratchet out, to vibrate out, to all those around you, throughout your world, to facilitate building communities of equality, harmony, and balance through self-love. This world service through we consciousness is your divine pathway. The oath that you have taken allows this to become the priority of your life. If you so choose, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, allow nothing else to be of any more importance than the oath and the words that you have spoken here. Allow the word, the most powerful tool of humanity, to factor into your eternal beingness, just not something that you have spoken and repeated from your mental body, dear ones, but allow it to integrate into your heart. And as your bodies say they are tired and they yawn and they ask for respite, allow the integration. And forgive yourselves for being human. So we have had the feminine energy read this oath. Let us now, in the balance of the masculine and feminine energies, the foundation of all that there is, be read by the masculine. Can you hear us? Hello? Okay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Thank you for staying with us, Lisa.
Okay, we're going to read the We Oath. I'll read the sentence first, and then we'll collectively recite it together. We now come together in the here and now in We consciousness.
We now come together in the here and now in We consciousness.
We have fully revealed ourselves to ourselves. We have revealed to ourselves what is no longer appropriate in We consciousness. I now release what is no longer appropriate for my endeavors, mission, and my purpose as I come together with like-minded individuals in We consciousness. We join together and celebrate the uniqueness of the individual as we now join in similar endeavors. We now join this endeavor in We consciousness.
Allow this to integrate, dear ones. Take a deep breath. What this collective oath in combination with the individual oath is allowing, dear ones, is for this to transpire out into your world and beyond. So we wish for you to see yourselves as a wheel, the circle that you are seated in, and the two oaths that you have taken as the hub of that wheel. Oath one, oath two. And from that hub, see you being a spoke into that hub. I connect that spoke from the hub of the two oaths that you have taken into your heart. And allow that wheel to begin spinning counterclockwise. As it spins, gains momentum, this oath, these oaths become your truth, become the foundation of your beingness. And when you forget, and you will forget, dear ones, it's part of being human, return to the oaths that you have taken and know. And see that wheel forevermore, eternally spinning counterclockwise. That wheel will take you into your multidimensionality, dear one. It may take you a little while to integrate it, to assimilate it. You may experience some dizziness, some vertigo. And thank yourself for showing up. See the synchronicity in you being here at this divine moment in your earth time and your incarnational cycle of having chosen on some higher realm level to experience everything that you have experienced tonight. Dear ones, we can look into your light bodies and see every emotion or thought that prevents your divinity. The tools and teachings and messages that we have designed heal those impediments to your divine destination. When you have freed yourself from the need to be human, having learned all that you need to learn by being human, the most divine responsibilities and destinations await you. Then together, dear ones, an expanded work begins. But there's much to be done here in this frequency as a gateway, as a portal, as a vortex, as a platform of that of which we speak, since 12 star systems from the universe came together to create this planet. And you signed on to it. Many of you came from various star realms, various galaxies and solar systems from those realms to be a part of this experiment. It has been called the Loveiversity, learning to love. Love being the building block of all that there is. That's what you chose, nothing more, nothing less. It is affecting and will affect all of creation. So we are picturing for you in a brief moment a macro-micro relationship of what this is all about. You are destined to go out and be the master teachers through integrating and conquering, if you will, all that needs to take place within this earth realm. As a divine experiment that will ensure the ascension of the other planets within your solar system, for they cannot fully ascend until you do, and other worlds within your galaxy, which you are just beginning to realize exist. You're in the process within your natural sciences of beginning to learn exactly how extraordinary and magnificent creation truly is. So we ask you to take another deep breath. As we conclude our time together tonight, we can continue at your bidding, at your asking, by simply asking to be with you any time that you need. We look forward to experiencing your individuated expressions through your talents and gifts of being channels of higher realms. The individual, the divine soul that we're coming through at this time is simply a way shore, as many like. Nothing special. There's nothing unique. There's no need to bow before the guru. For you are creation experiencing herself. You are the creator creating. You are God experiencing self. If God is all there is, then who are you? If God is all there is,
Thank you. Good night, Lisa.